Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bum 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 bum
bum bum bum
bum. Alex, if you don't cut together some of that to be almost usable as our intro music this week, I'ma kill myself.
Welcome to the 33% Majority, a podcast where three... I can't do it. I actually can't do it. I've ruined it for myself.
Ash,
give me a second.
Ash, talk to us and introduce us to the podcast.
Yeah.
Don't do this for the listeners, right? Just say say hello to us and welcome us to the 33% Majority. Tell us what the show is and then introduce yourself.
Why don't we all just say it at exactly the same time and we'll just use whichever take sounds the best.
Okay.
This is dangerous. I like it.
Okay, and 3, 2, 1. Hello, and welcome to the 33% Majority.
A podcast
where you'll find three friends,
each fighting for their 15 minutes of fame.
I'm your host.
I'll be your host.
I'm your main host.
Ashley Hall.
Alex Springthorpe.
Tom Hutchinson. Anyway, boys, I've got a story to kick off this week, if you're happy to lend me your ears.
Yeah, you borrow them, mate. They're all yours, take them for the weekend. Just wash them when you give them back.
Empty out the wax, fill up the fuel.
Careful of the handbrake, it's a bit dodgy.
Take them for a full valet.
The seatbelt on the left one doesn't work, it's got a hole in it.
And the air con, you've got to kind of wiggle the knob when you turn it on, but it does work. You've just got to be patient.
Okay.
The hazard lights don't work either.
Just don't have any reason to use them. Just don't break down, you'll be fine.
I'm not going to drive either of your ears. I'm just going to tell you a story, if that's okay. Just sort of lube up everybody's ears.
That whole bit now feels like a waste if you're not borrowing our ears. What was the point in that?
It was a fucking waste, actually. Okay, so as I'm sure you guys and the listeners are aware, I'm now fully moved into a not submerged flat, which I'm very happy about.
Well done.
But there is still time.
Thank you. Ash, please don't tempt fate. Touch wood. Touch wood. It doesn't fucking happen. I am 7 floors up, so that'll be significantly harder for the water, but stranger things have happened. Anyway, in both the living room and the bedroom, there is sort of a Juliet-style balcony.
What is that?
Okay, so it's got doors, but the doors open up to just like a barrier straight away. So you can't walk onto the balcony. The room becomes the balcony because you can just open both of the doors. Does that make any sense?
So you could... Are they called Juliet balconies because you can lean out of them and Romeo can shout to you, wherefore art thou, Juliet? Because you're seven floors up, he'll be screaming it and it'll be a lot less romantic?
Precisely, yes.
Alex, wherefore art thou, Juliet?
Alex, are you with us?
Sure. It's a window that is sideways.
That opens like doors. Yes. Now, next to both of the Juliet balconies in both of the rooms, there is a very tall and slim door, which you can open up and you're met with like a grate. And the idea is the whole building's very dog friendly. So you're able to open that up fully and the dogs wouldn't be able to, you know, throw themselves seven floors to the ground.
As dogs would want to do.
I don't know why that was funny, but it was. Carry on.
Anyway.
Really bad for laughing just immediately after you said dogs tossing themselves off the building. I was like, oh, in a bit.
As we know, all dogs are evolved from birds and they often forget that they don't have wings anymore.
Yes, okay.
I do that when I miss the stairs on the way down. I like, flap for a second, try and get myself back up.
No, where's my thrust?
Where are my ailerons? Anyway, and so this grate, it's just a bunch of small holes, and you can fully see out of it, only slightly impaired. Now, last night, my partner and I, were laid up in bed, a bit warm in the room. So I said, yep, do you mind if I open the door somewhat just to be able to let a bit of a breeze through? So I do so. There's a beautiful breeze. And as I'm laid in the bed with my earphones in, listening to a podcast as I want to do, I notice as I'm staring just through this sliver of door that's open through the grate that I can see a guy's foot. And I just thought that it was...
No.
Yeah, and that's the end of the story. And I thought it was just relatively odd that of all of
window
the...
Window cleaner on night shift?
Just wait. It gets more interesting.
Okay.
I thought that it was strange that of all of the things that I was able to see through this, you know, 2-inch gap that the door was open was a guy's foot. Now, anyway, dogs start barking. Mrs. gets up, she wants to go and check on the dogs and what they're barking at. I look around, you know, she goes off, and I go back to the guy's foot, and I realise that it's sort of moving up and down. And when I say I can see a foot, it's sort of the top of a foot, not the bottom. And I move over to my left somewhat, and I can see the other foot. And both feet, they're just moving up and down, just so, ever so slightly.
Man on an invisible and very small trampoline?
Could be. That went through my head. But anyway, I thought...
Are they my feet and I've just got pins and needles so bad that I've forgotten I can't feel them?
Another good one. Another good one. I get up and I open the door where the grate is just to have a bit of a clearer look. And I notice that it's a guy actually laid on his bed. And so, you know, the top of his head is close to the window. He's laid on the bed horizontally, so not sort of with his head at the where the pillows would be, sort of, you know, the wrong way, and his feet are towards the door. And then I realise that there's a body on top of him, and the body on top of him is what's causing his body to shake, because what's happening is there is a dark-haired woman straddling said bloke with the absolute... biggest windows you've ever seen, just wide open, no blinds, no curtains. Yeah, and she's just...
doing a sex to
just,
him.
Yeah, just absolutely battering his cock. They're just fully going for it. So I shout for Natalie, my missus, immediately. Come and...
Get the camera!
Come and look at the let's be voyeurs. Fucking come and look at the
sweetheart, bring me a mirror!
Yes. And we're watching and
God, you're both sat there with popcorn.
Yeah, we've got the binoculars out, and we're sort of like theorising, like, have they forgotten to close the blinds? Mm. Is it that they think that our building doesn't actually properly face them so no one can see? Maybe they'll stop in a minute. The girl sort of hops off and we're thinking... He did his job. He got the job done, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. No. It was just a switch up from there, straight to doggy style. Saw the chopper and all. And they just carried on. Just sexing into the night.
You say you saw the chopper. From what you're describing, it sounds like you're watching this through a 2-inch hole. Surely at that point, walk away from the 2-inch hole.
No. So
yeah, like that's so,
the only reason you saw what you saw, Tommy, is because you were trying very hard to see what you could see.
Saw the chopper and all while I was desperately looking for
whilst
it.
Whilst we were trying so hard.
I, a victim, saw this wanger.
I, a man who was partial to the old wang, have perused this wang of mine. Perused. I tried
to
mix up two words. I've burned myself there. Carry on.
But anyway, that's my story of how I committed accidental voyeurism.
It's rare we get onto such vulgar topics quite so early in the programme. So thank you for that, Tommy.
I know. I got it out the way.
My favourite part was the straight to doggy. Mm. You know, that was my favourite.
It was wonderful.
That's my ringtone. When I get a text now, it just goes straight to doggy.
Good. Well, I'm glad. Anyway, Ashley, feel free to take away hosting rights as they are yours now.
I'm going to grab them with both hands and give them a big smooch. Mm. And with those same hands that I've given you the smooch with, I'm going to hold your hands and take you for a walk
sure.
now. As we journey into what I did on Monday, I went camping and it was beautiful. We walked all day. Got to a river, sat down and had some soup by the river, literally set up my little gas stove, got three bowls out, three cans of soup, and had some soup by the river with my two friends. Walked some more, set up a tent by a massive, massive field, built a little wind block out of some leaves, so all night got to hear the wind going through the leaves. Got an early night, got up in the morning and went home, and it was quiet and beautiful, and everybody should do it. How do you guys feel about camping? Do you love camping? Do you not love camping?
I just wanted to start...
Camping is phenomenal.
Just wanted to start off by saying, wonderful, wonderful short story there, Ashley. I was enthralled by every single word. Yeah, I mean, fuck yeah. Camping's fucking cool, right, Alex?
Well...
Always got to play devil's advocate. Go on, then.
I have happy memories of camping. I also have unfond memories of camping.
are they all weather based or like
toilet based?
Not particularly like weather. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one. What was it? Me and Beth. We went to Cornwall and we stayed in a tent for like a week, and it was lovely. And we drove around the entirety of Cornwall finding the best Cornish pasty. And it was nice. But the inside of the tent. Obs as tents do, got condensation in it, and there were these pockets in the side of the tent. I was like, I'll just stow all of my electronics in there, and my brand new Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus waterproof phone. I got it up, and the charging hole was just full of water. It had stored water. You could sip from it.
It was keeping it for later.
Yeah, and instantly corroded and fucked it, and then I just had to wireless charge it. It was a minor inconvenience, and that's why I don't like camping.
Okay. Well,
the outdoors is amazing.
Well, I mean, yeah, I haven't been camping probably for more than a decade, most likely. But to be honest with you, Ash, after you describing that, it sounds incredibly serene, and I'm not sure what about it actually does entice me, because the thought of, you know, shitting into a bucket or really anywhere other than a toilet and wiping with anything other than toilet paper doesn't really, you know, enthrall me.
Doesn't do it for you.
No.
Is that not your steeze?
It's not my kink, no. But the idea of just going somewhere and, apart from maybe a bit of music or a bit of navigation, just removing all technology and enjoying a handmade fire pit and some warmed up food, you know, warmed up coffee. Yeah.
I think one of the things that make Ashley's so much better than normal camping is I've never done camping outside of a campsite. And what tends to ruin camping is your next door neighbor, Dave, who's drinking just pint after pint of Stella Artois. Whereas, and sorry, we'll have to preface this bit. If you are a police officer at this point, firstly, you've got to tell us it's entrapment.
You have to tell you. If you're a cop, you have to email in. you have to email in. If you're a cop, you've got to email in and say, hey, I'm a cop and I'm listening.
Yep.
Don't stop listening. We need the streams, but just take your earphones out. Because what Ashley did was wild camping, which firstly is a crime, but also, secondly, sounds way, way serener than any campsite.
Okay. Wild camping in the UK, in England mostly, it's illegal in the same way that a lot of things are illegal. It's illegal in the way that weed is illegal, in that everybody knows it happens.
Weed is illegal?
What?
Wait, pump the brakes.
In my Christian neighbourhood? No.
That kind bush is illegal?
Honestly, I would never have known. I would never, because I would never do any drugs. And listeners, if you've been near any chemical substances that aren't just water, piss and shit, you're unnatural and should do something about that. But yeah, it's illegal in the same way weed's illegal, in that it happens, it's just ignored unless you are making a dick of yourself. So people who go camping and like start fires, for instance, in the UK, tend to get moved on pretty quick, because you shouldn't have fires in the UK, in the UK forests. Which is also a big problem in my opinion, because we're all adults, and so long as you look after the environment, which you would if you were allowed to go camping when you were younger, you'd gain that respect from experience rather than gaining it from being told.
See, I'm with you in part there. I'm with you on the sentiment of your point, Ashley, but people can't be trusted. And the reason I know instantly you disagree with that, but the reason I'm allowed to say that is I proved it to myself last weekend. So I cleaned my motorcycle, getting ready to sell it. I cleaned it down with petrol, get rid of all of the gunk and grime. It's a very good cleaner. Mm-hmm. And I many months ago, took some petrol out of a petrol tank and stored it in a juice bottle. One of the plastic ones, the undiluted squash comes in. I stored it in one of those, and I remember writing on it in Sharpie, petrol, and going, ha ha ha, I'll label this, because what dumb fuck is going to drink petrol? Well, that dumb fuck was me last week.
You, Ali Bear, well done.
And I drank a lot of petrol, like 3 good mouthfuls of petrol. I drank about 20,000 calories in 2 guzzles of petrol. So people can't be trusted.
No.
Because I thought I could be trusted. I trust me more than anybody, and I let myself down in a pretty fucking major way.
I've got another story about trusting people, if you want it.
Before we fire off down that story, I just want to let you know that the average human body has 4.5 to 5.0 litres of liquid in it. Alex drank petrol. Does that mean Alex is a 5.5 litre engine?
Evidently.
Yes. Yes.
Just out of curiosity, is that the power you're putting fuel in? How many litres Alex has? 5.5. Tom, a story. I apologise. No. I was googling it the whole time, ready to fire it.
No. You were prepared, and you wanted to tell. So basically, I actually, until about 30 seconds ago, thought that I trusted my brother. I'm sure he's probably listening. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Yeah. So I thought I trusted him until he just put a message in the group chat saying, the family group chat, that is, saying, "Who wants to see it then?" And I'm sort of trying to think. Is
Joshy
definitely me? Ask him to send me that personally.
Yeah, I was wondering, sort of, is it some kind of new technological device? Has he done something to his car? Has he made a home improvement? Immediately once I received the picture, I remembered that my brother, for about the last like 6 months, has, and I'm sorry for revealing this on air, Josh, he's had a problem with his toes. And I don't really know the ins and outs.
That's not where I thought that was going. I was waiting for, like, and he's got a micro penis.
No,
fair enough. Good for him.
What's wrong with his toes? Sorry, just briefly. I don't want to divulge your brother's medical conditions too much, but I must know.
I'm not really too terribly sure.
In which case, I shall assume that his toes are back to front and his big toe is where his little toe should be.
Okay, well, that's not it, and you're going to have the proof in a second. I know that it's to do with his nail cutting into the side of his toe. And I believe it was caused by some kind of accident that he had when he was slightly younger. Anyway, he went to the doctors, and the doctors had said that they'd expected to basically just cut a sliver of his toenail off, all will be right with the world. after said operation the other day on Wednesday, he actually told me that they had just decided to remove the entire nail, and boys, wham bam, chicken and ham, there's the picture for you to have a look at.
Oh, you didn't need to do that!
No.
Yeah.
No.
So now,
listeners, for those of you without eyes, because this is going on the Instagram. No, it's not really. It's too grim. Message me and I'll send it to you.
Yes. Yeah. Send us a direct message and we'll print you out a Polaroid and send it to you via mail. This cannot be distributed digitally.
Listeners, I will actually do that.
We will have to approve it with Josh, and we'll see if we can get it printed on some merch. But anyway, continue, Ash.
Josh, if you're listening, you're a gross young man with a yucky toe. I wish they were on back to front.
Oh, God.
That was one of the worst things
that's ever happened to my eyes.
Yeah, it doesn't look great, does it? Anyway, now I've...
I would rather drink petrol again than ever have to see that.
Not only have I proven that I can't trust my brother, but I've also proven that the two of you really can't trust me. So none of us can be trusted, actually.
No. None of us can be trusted.
And just to kind of bring it back round to the point that we jumped off from 7 jumps ago... People can't be trusted to have fires in the forest.
Because of Josh's toes.
It's Josh's fault. Josh ruined camping.
Yeah.
Josh, if you're listening, and I know you are, you little fuck, you ruined wild camping in the UK for me. You personally.
Josh, you're
and
a
I'll never
dick.
Forgive
I bought
you.
A tent and everything.
Josh, I was going to sell my kidneys to fund my lifestyle of camping so I never had to work again, and now I can't. I'm going to have to keep my kidneys. Look what you've done.
Yeah.
Ashley's been weighed down his entire life by these kidneys.
I've always had one too many, if you ask me. This whole kidney thing. But no, on a serious note, you can't have fires in UK countryside, really. There's very few places in the UK. But when you type in wild camping UK, you get maybe some hits on Reddit for people asking about advice, and the advice that you will get is always and will always be, leave it as you found it, no fires, be discreet.
Yeah. That's just the countryside rules in general, isn't it?
Yeah, shut the gate behind you, leave it as you find it.
It's sort of too...
But the thing with it is, Oh, go on, Tom.
Oh, sorry, Ashley. I was just going to say, it actually just reminds me of the new really, really sort of grey area electric scooter rules, which is to say that they are totally not allowed on the road nor the pavements. But basically, as long as you're respectful and you're not a dick, you'd probably be all right.
So the electric scooter thing actually comes down to, we've got them in knots. You can... In Nottinghamshire, sorry, I just colloquialised on an internationally listened to podcast. Sorry, everybody. In Nottinghamshire,
our Finnish listeners feel so alienated right now.
But you can rent them; they are provided by the council, and you can rent them for the day. And the issue is one of liability. And when you rent them, you get a form of insurance, so they're totally fine. You can have them wherever, and you can do your dank woolies wherever you fancy. And anyway, I got sidetracked there with some legal knowledge I have.
Yeah,
The amount of. The lack of trust that any government body has in people that means that the opportunity to build that trust is not there. So if you had more places where people could just go camping, like just fuck off and go, people would learn respect for it because they'd be allowed to do it from a younger age. Like I'd be able to take my nieces and nephews.
I don't think so. Everybody breaks every rule ever, even just by mistake. People cannot be trusted.
Yeah.
I speed by accident. I'll look down and I'm doing 72 and it's like, I'm not allowed to do 72. Yes, it's only 2 miles an hour over, but it is 2 miles an hour more than I'm allowed to do, but I still do it just by accident.
We'll loop it all the way back round. I accidentally committed voyeurism and that is definitely a crime.
Yeah.
So.
Tom, it sounded like you accidentally went and got some magnifying glasses, accidentally pulled the sofa towards the gap a bit.
Like. Ash, shut the fuck up. Stop blowing up my fucking spot.
Blowing up my spot. That guy's listening and they're putting on a show for you tomorrow, baby.
All right, I'm going to have people coming around looking for my fucking voyeurism kit now, you fucker.
Tommy, can we see the wangers, please?
Tom, please, I just want a little bit of wanger.
Tommy, please, can we peep the wangers with you?
Tom, I've got my camera.
I'm hoping they'll go straight to doggy tonight.
I keep all my pictures in a lockbox. Shut up.
I like staying to watch the cuddling afterwards. It makes me feel less alone.
I really like it when he reads her a story afterwards.
I can hear the story too because of the microphone in the flat. Yeah.
What I really like is we're doing impressions of Tommy's neighbours, so we've all got a little bit London.
Slowly more and more.
All right, lads. All right, up the apple and
lads,
pears.
Lads.
I really don't
know. Come on, everybody, let's go get on the tube. Go to fucking...
Oh,
I don't know.
The tube is terrifying. The tube
scares me. Let's
get
on the tube and do stabbings.
Oh, God, yeah.
And that's London.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to London.
Which is a weird thing that having dogs I've noticed about being in London. There is, honestly...
They've all got knives.
There's just...
They cannot stop... Dogs cannot stop stabbing people.
No. Okay, well, it's just sort of a bit of a U-turn now. But there are just chicken bones fucking everywhere. And I can't understand what the cause is.
Chickens, Tom. It's bloody chickens. Yeah, that's the cause.
They're trying...
It's these fucking chickens.
They're trying to cross the road, mate, and they're just getting hit by all the traffic.
All these electric scooters. That's what it is.
That's
mate.
It, yeah. Okay, cool.
Hitting all the chickens.
Yeah.
Just when you thought it was safe to cross the road, boom, electric scooter. And then straight after that is me camping. I'll grab the chickens. It's hard to report on the death because I'm eating them all at my campsite.
Yes. And to anybody that's listening for the first time, by the way, honestly, this is a podcast. We promise.
We promise yeah. That this is a podcast.
It's not just a string of random thoughts. Let's get back to it, Ashley. You love camping. I love the idea
of
it. Give me some camping tips, right? I think the best one to start with, I'll kick it off. Don't be naked, maybe.
Try not to.
Okay, cool.
Really.
Noted.
Set up late, fuck off early. Don't be that guy that turns up at 3 in the afternoon at a beauty spot and sets up your tent, because people are going to walk past it and then people are going to see the fucking guys who run the sites on the outskirts and be like, oh, there was a man with a tent. Set up late, fuck off early if you're wild camping. Be polite. Hmm.
Don't do an arson.
Yeah, don't...
Don't do an arson.
Don't make flame.
So don't do a naked arson.
Yeah,
either.
A combination. That. Yeah, you'll hurt yourself and
that's
others.
That's worse. That's the worst kind of arson you can do is a naked arson. An arson, if you will. Mm. And I
arson
will.
Arson square.
And you might set your puebes on fire, which is not what you want.
Nobody wants that sweet peebs on fire. No. Don't set fire to your peebs.
Okay, anyway, more.
Whoa, hang on a minute. Tell me, have you upgraded the frictionator?
See, I can't actually. For some reason, I've moved flats, and I think the last one, I think the frictionator is still damaged from the flooding.
I'm looking at it now, and it's got it. Someone's put a karaoke like lyrics on screen device on the frictionator.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know who did that. Was that Gary, the maintenance bloke? He's always...
It'll be Gary, the maintenance bloke for the podcast
classic
recording studio.
Gary manoeuvre.
Honestly, he comes into
Whoa,
the studio.
Whoa, guys, it's firing up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
the
God.
The frictionator's frying up. We'll have to sing along now.
Thank you, Ashley, for your wonderful camping segment. I'm sorry that we might have barrel-rolled you a bit. This is Urban What the Frictionary? And this is my intersection section of the podcast where we find random Urban Dictionary entries and try to figure out what the definition will be. Are we both ready for the first ones?
Ready as we'll ever be.
Spoiler alert, it's probably yucky.
And cummy, yes. The first one today is turkey tap. So that's like turkey, the winged animal, and tap as in the thing that you turn on to acquire water with inside of your abode.
Don't like it already. Mm. Turkeys okay. have got... Is it turkeys that have got a gizzard?
Yeah.
Is that a turkey?
They've got a gizzard and they gobble. So I'm going to say...
What does a gizzard look like?
Is it when you pat the back of your partner's head when they're giving you fellatio?
Oh, yeah. You see...
Because they're gobble, 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 tap.
See, I was wondering, you know how when, like, you cook a turkey and you've got all the delicious basting juices that sort of come out of it, is it some kind of, like, human bodily fluid that one might refer to when it comes out?
I think it's got something to do with the gizzard of a turkey and some human juices. Okay. I think it's vulvaic in nature.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great description. That's the cleanest description.
That's a fucking gnarly word.
Vulvaic. Shall we find out?
Vulvaic.
It sounds like vulvic.
Mm. Oh, it does, doesn't it?
A nice bottle of vulvaic water.
Oh, it's vaginal.
Tom would drink
some
it.
No, I wouldn't. I would just watch it. No.
just watch the neighbour.
Watch your neighbour drink it.
Shall we find out what a turkey tap is?
No, just wait.
Yes, please.
Okay.
When you've got a 2-inch hole in a floor and you watch two people having sex.
That's a Tommy turkey tap. A turkey tap is when somebody, usually male, taps another male on the nutsack firmly enough to elicit a short burst of testicular pain. So it's really...
Guys, we've been conditioned to Urban What the Frictionary now. We went too gross.
Yeah, we went too deep.
We went hard with the fucking grimness of that.
Yeah, yeah.
We went to Yuckville and kept on going. We should have just stayed at Gross Town.
Do you know what, Alex?
Overshot it, fell asleep on the train.
I think that in terms of like who was the closest, you definitely were with the gizzard because of the ball sack. It's a wrinkly,
which
gross
also
thing.
Looks like a gizzard. Yeah. Fucking 100%.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Good work on smashing the frictionator.
I'm really proud of this one. Yeah, I'm so proud of my achievements here today. I'd like to thank these two guys that keep turning up to my podcast every week.
My podcast, you mean?
Also, it might be my podcast, just to...
Listen,
put that in there.
Ash, listen. It's my podcast.
I'm going to see the two of you in fucking court.
Sustained, overruled, fuck off.
I hope we never have to go to court. I hate court. It makes me nervous and sweaty. It's like church. It makes me feel nervous.
Ashley, as much as I would love to listen to you talking about the church, because I'm sure that would be an interesting segment, I'm
hosting...
You guys
won't let me talk about religion, man.
No, probably best. Probably for the best. Should we visit Am I the Asshole from Reddit? Maybe.
I'd love that.
Yeah, go on, Tom.
Yeah.
Go on,
that
Tom.
Sounds delightful.
Tom,
what's your username on Reddit?
I'm never telling you my username, but with an R and a / at the front.
Ah, sound.
Yeah.
What about if listeners want to submit yuckos to you?
I'm cutting into my own hosting time here, but just to let you know, very soon we will actually have a website up and running. It's basically 90% done. And on said website, we do actually have a forum board where all of you lovely listeners will be able to visit and post us some Am I the Asshole suggestions, maybe some Urban What the Frictionary suggestions, or even just... you know, suggestions for topics.
Request signed.
Can they put pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was asking for pictures of Clippy, the word art thing.
You were
pregnant, and no one ever sent that in, and I just want, you know, I'm a little bit disappointed.
Mm.
It hurt.
Yeah,
it was a personal attack more than anything else.
Yeah. Well, anyway, shall we do the thing that I came here to do?
Tom, stop wasting my time and do a segment.
Tom, stop dilly-dallying.
Okay, I will segment now. The first one that I've got here is, am I the asshole for refusing to eat my colleague's vegan birthday cake? User Lorandy9 says, I, a 29-year-old female, am working in an office and I have a colleague who we'll call B, who routinely makes fun of vegans. I'm vegan and I never make a fuss about food. I go to the same restaurants as my co-workers during lunch hour, and I can always find myself something to eat without announcing my dietary choices. B keeps calling me out on it. She keeps saying that I'm just having a phase, and she keeps offering me bites of her lunch that contain cheese or meat. And when I refuse, she goes, oh, come on, it's vegan, I promise, with a lot of winks to follow. It's very childish and annoying, wink, and even wink, other wink, people...
Wink,
yeah.
Wink, wink, wink.
It's very childish and annoying, and even other people asked her to tone it down. But she insists that she's just joking. Last week, she bought a homemade cake to the office for her birthday. And when she put a slice down in front of me, I politely thanked her, but I said I can't eat that. She said the cake is vegan, and she made it especially so I could eat it. But knowing her very loose definition of vegan, I asked a few questions about the ingredients, and she did not check any of them for milk or eggs. So I thanked her again, but I refused the slice. She made a huge scene out of it. She started crying.
Classic fucking bee, though, isn't it? Bloody bee.
Yeah.
Always going off on one.
She was saying that all she wanted to do was do something nice for her birthday, and now her day is ruined. Some colleagues told me not to mind her dramatics, but my boss told me that it was her birthday and I could have given her cooking the benefit of the doubt. I sort of see her point.
No, you couldn't have. That's some fucking dog shit.
You are never obligated to put a thing in your mouth. Never. Mm. You don't have to do it. It's your mouth. You can put what you want in there.
It doesn't matter what. Like, people are like, oh, but it's social etiquette. Fuck social etiquette. If I don't want to eat your goddamn cake, I'm not eating your goddamn cake. She's not the... You can't be
with,
like,
yeah, fucking... No, I'm with Redditor here. Because I don't like cake anyway, so I just always say no to all cake. It's okay. It doesn't matter if it's your birthday. I don't want it.
Fucking with anybody's dietary requirements is bullshit. Like, if somebody says to you, hey, I don't like, or I can't eat, or I don't want to eat X, and you sneakily serve it them, you are a prick.
You don't have to eat eggs. That's right, Ashley. Nobody has to eat eggs of any description.
Nobody can force you.
Hard-boiled. Scrambled.
You're just naming eggs at this point, Alex. That's not radio.
Eggs Benedict.
Eggs Benedict, exactly.
Sunny side up. Sunny side down. Yeah, how about that?
Omelette. None of these eggs need to go
in
your
quiche. A nice little simple quiche.
Okay.
Not a nice quiche. A yucky quiche.
A nasty...
Egg custard. You can't have that.
Get those eggs away.
Okay, so anyway, you guys think that immediately she's not the asshole. And I do agree. However, I find it a bit difficult because I also can understand that the woman who evidently has made some poor jokes in the past also does sound as though she actually did try her damnedest to make a vegan cake so her colleague would be included.
These are the outcries of a woman who has done pranks about dinner snacks to a person that doesn't want to eat the dinner snacks and now is really trying to convince them to eat the dinner snacks that they don't want to eat.
Okay.
She just doubled down on her bad trick.
Okay. Well,
and
I
also,
mean,
there's no way of testing it. Why on earth would you trust somebody that's lied about it in the past?
Okay, that is also a fair point. Sort of a boy who cried wolf kind of
You've
sitch.
Kind of shat all over your own fucking doorstep there.
Okay. B who cried vegan. Yeah, B's the asshole. I don't think that Lorandy9 is the asshole. Okay, I'm on board.
Yeah, Lorandy9, I'm with you on this.
Okay.
You can be a vegan if you'd like, and you don't have to eat it. It's all right.
Okay.
I won't make her do it.
Okay.
It's because you're a good person, Alex.
Relatively speaking, yes, you are a good person.
Relative to what? And I must know what quantifies that.
I don't know, like a criminal. Like, yeah, relative to a criminal, yeah, you're a pretty good bloke.
Yeah.
But I mean,
pretty decent guy.
Tell me how many sacrifices you've made today.
Alex, did you drive your car today?
Yep.
Okay, Alex didn't kill anybody, despite the fact that he was in control of a two-ton block of steel.
Apart from the ozone layer, yeah. Apart from the fucking ozone layer, yeah, you big prick. That was a big plosive there, Alex. I'm really sorry. Listeners, just for some clarity there, Alex edits the show and hates it when I make this noise.
I can't tell if you're actually doing it right now. It's the deep bassy ones. What I'm going to do, Tom, is if it takes me 2 hours to edit this podcast, an hour and a half of it is going to be salvaging that audio.
Cool.
I'm going to do nothing but pour time, energy, and effort into just making that listenable.
Or just leave it as is so they can understand your plight. But shall we have another?
Isn't this the episode where I'm editing half of it and you're editing half of it though?
Oh, you fucked it there.
Would you look at that? We're more than halfway through your segment, Tommy. So,
fuckaroo.
I'm going to start just vaping and beatboxing into the mic.
Am I the asshole for installing cat scarers? User 3calico3 asks, our neighbours have at least 5 cats, whilst we have no pets at all. We would get the occasional cat poo on our lawn, but it only happened once in a blue moon, so we didn't mind much. A couple of months ago, our neighbours decided to pave over their front and back gardens, which were almost all grass, so their front and back is now one huge patio. Immediately after this happened, we saw a dramatic increase in the numbers of piles of cat poo we found on our lawn. I'm talking at least 2 huge piles per day. The poo is usually mucousy, sloppy, and the cats never even attempt to bury it. This is ruining our grass, to the point where now it looks like it has yellow polka dots all over it. We tried some random methods of deterring the cats from Google. For example, putting bowls of vinegar out, leaving thick cables lying on the lawn so that the cats think that they're snakes, but nothing has helped. We finally decided to invest in some ultrasonic motion-detecting cat scarers, and they work a treat. However, about 3 days after installing the cat scarers, our neighbours came to the door and demanded that we take them down. She tells us that the cats are now terrified to go outside, and this has caused them to defecate in the house instead. We told her that we have a right to prevent animals from destroying our property, and that they should have considered their cats when they decided to remove their toileting areas. So am I the asshole for installing the cat scarers? What do you boys think?
So this reminds me, we've raised it before, neighbours suck ass.
They are the
24/7.
Worst. Yep.
Neighbours suck. In one of our first houses, the first house we rented, one of our neighbours had those ultrasonic, I don't know if they were cat scarers. I've always known them as adolescent repellents.
Yeah, that's what I've
They used to have
thought.
Them outside supermarkets because it's that.
In sleep, but it little.
Exactly there. So it's that hurt that over a certain age, your ears get bad and yucky and old and you can't hear it. But when you're young and sprightly, as I was, you can hear it every time anybody walks past. And I would turn it off constantly and they'd turn it back on, and to the point that I just removed it and threw it into the road. It was, they are awful.
See, I think the use case is actually, I think the use case is sort of like it works for both children and pets, because you know pets have sort of, they can hear those higher frequencies because they've got wonderful hearing. So I believe it's sort of both as an adolescent and as an animal scarer. So yeah, like that exactly the same thing if you've heard it. But
But also I do have to say, as the owner of a precious kitty, she can do what she wants to do. If she wants to poop, she can poop. You can poop when you want to poop. You can do what you want,
yeah.
Especially if it's next door. I don't mind.
No, I can understand. I can understand the two owners, or you know, of that property being, you know, especially house proud and not wanting, you know, huge yellow polka dots on their garden. But much in the same way that most horror films, you know, the plots could be solved by just the characters talking about it, or you know, most film plots could be solved by somebody literally just writing down a post-it note of the events occurring. I think a friendly conversation would have been better than a cat scarer, and looking into, you know, then the owners could have looked into ways of, you know, creating adequate toilet space for the cats.
It also depends on who lived there first. Like, motherfucker, if they live there first and their 5 cats have always been shitting around that area, and then you move there and you're like, oh, I'm mad, next door has cats. It's the same with people who move next door to like Cadwell Racetrack. And they're like, yes. It's very loud and sounds like motorcycles all the time. Like, motherfucker, you moved next to a motorcycle racetrack. You moved next to five cats.
You bought a cheap house because of its proximity to a racetrack, and then you have the audacity to complain about the volume of the racetrack.
You bought a nice house, and when you met your neighbours, you were like, oh, they've got five cats. Guess we'll still move in. Motherfucker, you knew there were cats there.
And even if you didn't, it's also very... even if they didn't know when they moved in, it's also very easy to know once they've moved in that the people next door to you lived there before you done lived there. It's not a difficult...
It's like Tom,
sort of,
for example. He didn't know when he moved into his flat that he'd be opposite some people that go straight to doggy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and now he's missing out on all that good foreplay.
Mm.
All of those middle bits between when she's on top and then to going straight to doggy, all of those lovely, exciting middle bits,
like the crawl, you know, that 3-second awkward crawl where you're both like, oh yeah, ha, ha, and you're laughing a little, and you know, you're excited about bonking.
Yeah, but Alex, what I will say, so you've got a cat, Ash. Do you have a cat as well?
I do. He's called Winston. He's
you
my
do.
Best
I
friend.
Thought so. I thought so. So the only thing that I will sort of add, though, that it's a further wrinkle to this, am I the asshole? Is that although the two of you are very responsible pet owners, I'd like to think I am as well with my two dogs.
No, Winston's doing heroin in the other room right now.
Tom, you did put your dogs in a house full of poo.
Yeah, Tom, you did.
It's
that
poo water up to the ceilings.
Yeah, but I got them out, so that I did the good thing. And what I would, but obviously that doesn't apply.
I shot
to
the cat, but I called the ambulance, so
yeah, exactly. But I would say, you know, being good animal owners doesn't apply to every single person, and I would quite honestly say that maybe even more so for owning a dog, less so for a cat, I'm not sure, but I actually think it's a bit thoughtless of the owners of the house to have replaced their entire grassy area surrounding their house with patio, because surely if you've got...
At the very least, it's a drainage issue. Big heavy rain, where's that going to go?
It's going to go somewhere.
Yeah. It has, yeah. Well, that causes flooding.
I know I made this joke twice, but if you're cold, it's cold. Let it inside. Ooh.
Okay. But yeah, it's like... I think that it's quite obtuse of the owners to have replaced all of their grass with patio without thinking about where the cats might need or want to go to the toilet. And now they've been forced to go on the neighbor's lawn. So if anything, I actually think that the cat scare might be a bit too far, but I don't think that the owners of
what we've got to bear in mind is cats are dicks always.
Yeah.
Always. The cat, my cat, okay, my sweet lady son, Hank, she could use the toilet. She could.
She could figure
that out. She just doesn't want to. She doesn't want to, so she won't. So she'll go and shit in the plants outside.
Yeah.
She could choose to. Cats are just finding new, exciting ways to be fucking assholes.
Just to piss people off. Okay, so the cats are the assholes.
In this one, the cats are the assholes. I agree.
Yeah, but they've got cute little bean hands, haven't they?
It's hard to trust them. They haven't got thumbs. How can you possibly trust them when they look at you like they could fuck you up? If cats were even like 6 inches taller, I would not fuck with one. Cats aren't like dogs.
Mean.
You know what I mean? You see a small dog, you're like, oh, I could still punt that thing over a fence.
Tom, we can't tell Ash about lions. We mustn't.
They are, yeah.
Hey guys, what's a lion?
No.
Nothing. It's a cereal. It's a brand of cereal, Ashley. Don't worry.
I've got some in my cupboard. I'll send you a picture. It's really nice. Nice food.
I'm not going to Google it. I'm too frightened.
No, don't. Anyway, the frictionator behind me, she's popping off. She's going to get angry soon. So should we have another?
Yes.
I don't really need to reintroduce this segment, do I? You guys,
people might have forgotten.
Listening. They may have. Well, I'm basically just stalling for time now whilst I get the next one up from the machine.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to... What the frictionary? It's Tommy's time to interrupt the segments and give the show some flow. Tom, is it loaded yet, or do you need me to keep rambling?
You need to still ramble for me.
He works so hard on it and gets them all ready and tells us about the things he's found, and then we figure out what they mean. What about now?
I think I've got it. Okay, so the one we've got today is... Nardo, fucking, yeah, okay.
Does that one sound racist?
Yeah, I'm not going to do
always
that.
Always a risk. Always a risk. Can't do that one. Yeah. So anyway, he carefully selects them. They are cultivated by Tommy. He spends hours trawling through the Urban Dictionary website.
When you say cultivated, it sounds like he's farming them.
He is. He grows them. He plants the yucky seeds in his field, and he goes out and he cultivates them.
Spits at them once a day and lets them know, you know.
Being really careful not to pick any of the racist ones.
Okay, I've got it. Hello.
Thank you, Tommy. How's the harvest been this year?
Yeah, it's slow. It's slim pickings out here. But the one I've got for the second urban... What the frick? Shinery is Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Why did someone's chair just sound like the fucking Among Us?
Yeah.
Noise.
Look, this chair's got a real tough job supporting my frame.
No, but
okay?
It was just the
it's
timing.
Yeah.
Someone says the word, then it was like, bird.
Alex, is your chair struggling with the nuclear reactor that you have for a fucking torso?
Alex's chair sucks.
I mean, I haven't eaten it yet. It's just crying out in pain just with my base form.
Okay.
I'm a dense body.
Hungry
there
hungry
is mass
hippos
to you. Yeah, hungry hungry hippos. It's not the game, obviously. Unless it is an urban dictionary, it's just got real tame.
It's just the game. No, it's just the game. It's the fun for all the family. Press this button lots and lots and lots and gobble up all those yummy balls. Never mind.
Oh,
no,
that's
never
it.
Fuck's
sake. I
don't
like that very much.
Figured it out, guys.
Aggressively.
It's about gobbling up those.
Yeah.
Just gotta start gobbling those nuts.
Yeah,
it's when three friends fight to gobble up yummy balls.
Okay.
Hi, welcome to the 33% majority. This is a talk show where three friends fight for their right to gobble up some yummy balls.
That's immaculate. Please cut that in as the end, as the opening. Don't use mine. Good. Mine was terrible. Use the one where you introduce us as hungry ball nubbling.
Good content. See, this is the thing, actually, Alex. Just before we find out, you actually, because of the sham mess that this episode has been, you've got one take of all three of us doing the intro, one take of Ashley doing the intro, and one take of you doing a sex intro. So all in all, I think you should just play them all together.
Just an absolute, just a chaos episode.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we'll call this one. Anyway, shall we find out what hungry, hungry hippos are?
I'm scared, but yes.
Okay. In a threesome, when the two females are simultaneously moving to fellate the male from either side, named after the similarity to the way in which the hippos reach for loose balls in the Hasbro Milton Bradley game of the same name.
the term doesn't have the point for that. That's perfect.
Yeah, I think he does get the point. Alex, you're just an urban what the frictionary master at this point.
What I've been meaning to tell you, Tommy, is I've actually recently taken up wild camping, and while I was trawling through the countryside, I came across your field and I read through your seedlings.
Fuck.
Is that when they're just swear words at that point? You know, they've not quite grown into a full phrase.
There was one that just said testy.
Yeah. Well, wonderful work, buddy. There is also another another definition for hungry, hungry hippos. The first one was the top one. This one says, when you make yourself a bath and as a man, obtain an erection. Once the erection has been obtained.
Yes. I found one, guys. It's over here.
This is my erection now.
Oh, I found it. Oh, hell yeah. Look at that boner. Fuck yeah.
Look at what I've just obtained.
Yeah. Anyway, once you have obtained said erection, you would grab your penis by the bottom of the shaft, push it forward, hitting the water and bringing your penis back up just as quickly as you pushed it down. Doing this motion enough times makes your penis look like a hungry, hungry hippo from the popular Hasbro game Hungry, Hungry Hippos. There we go.
I hate this segment.
Yeah, it's a pretty, pretty mucky one, isn't it? You want to host now, Alex?
Yeah, give it a go.
Take it away from Tom. Tom's not allowed it anymore.
It's so hard. It's so hard to lead into my segment from the heady heights of Hungry Hippos. I'll give it my best effort.
I must say, though, sorry, just to interrupt you, I think the second definition far better. Oh, just smashing your conk into water. Wonderful. Yeah, go for it. Sorry.
So, I mean, I hate to say it, guys, but I've been cheating on us last 2 weeks. I've been listening to another podcast.
What?
That's racism.
I've done it. Yep, I've been doing it. I've been sneaking about, skulking around after dark, after hours, making up every excuse I could to get away from you, so I could listen to, once again, the McElroy brothers present The Adventure Zone. And he's done it again, guys. He's done it again. Griffin McElroy, he made me cry.
Yeah, he's made...
With his stupid game. Stupid game he plays with his family, where they fight dragons inside of dungeons, the inspiration for our episode 10 special.
Yeah.
And he made me cry with it again. And it's been on my mind all afternoon, because I finished it earlier. Got to the finale, mm-hmm. finished it.
Cried.
And I was wondering, in that world, magic is everywhere. And it's, you know, people can just do spells and change things into things. And I was wondering what the implications of magic now, today, in this world, what implications would that have?
Cool, right, podcast over, guys. There's a movie that you can watch, Alex. It's called Onward, Disney movie, starring Tom Holland and Chris Pratt. And it's essentially, what if Dungeons & Dragons made it to the 21st century? There you go, I completed it.
Yuck. Yuck.
When we say magic, is this wand's magic or is this natural magic?
Sorry, you'll have to define that for me.
So, like, is it magic that comes from the earth, or do you need? Like, magic comes from the earth. Like, if you're kind to nature, the earth's like, hey, here's the ability to move shit around with your mind, without having it fall on you or touching it with your little hands.
So you're talking about earth bending at that point, and we're on to Avatar.
Yeah, are you? What kind of magic?
Why is everything a reference to something I've not seen?
Because for some reason
you've not seen Avatar.
You haven't seen Avatar: Last Airbender.
I thought I had a good one, and we were going to enjoy talking about spells.
Okay, well, I mean, Avatar, like...
You ruin everything, guys.
Like, the thing is, though, is that the segment that you've come up with, as much as I love it, I mean, yeah, give me mm-hmm. any opportunity to talk about magic and shit, yeah, why not? You would love any of the two things I've just described simply for the fact that your segment that you've chosen is on magic. You'd love it. Honestly, Avatar, it's all about people that can bend the four elements. There's airbenders, waterbenders, firebenders, and earthbenders. And then there's one guy who can do all four of them. And he's
do you remember
Avatar.
When the word bender had, like, horrible, like, homophobic, like, connotations, and now it's just people that can do magic?
Love it, yeah. Great, better word. Better word for it.
But yeah, if magic was real, let's move away from references, because Alex doesn't understand. Oh,
sorry, me. I fell asleep. I fell asleep for a moment. Sorry, I'm back.
Alex is napping. I would use magic to keep him awake.
I said pop culture is what I said, Alex, and you just fucking don't even know what that is, so don't worry about it.
Pop who?
Pop culture, yeah. Baby.
In my house? I don't think so.
I would love the ability to make things float with my mind. That would be pretty cool. You know,
what are the practical applications for that, though? Like, that's what I'm thinking. Like, it'd be cool to be able to do it all.
There'd
but,
be
like,
no cars, because
like,
you could teleport. Like,
yes.
Like, there'd be no cars,
yes.
You could teleport. Nobody would have to work, because you could do it all with magic. I think everybody would be working together to get better at magic.
Okay. But then what if, though, so just using the logic of Harry Potter, if you're not very well trained in apparating or disapparating, therefore... you'll end up, like, what's it, like, splinching yourself or something like that, so...
Yeah, but how many people will get splinched versus how many people die in car accidents? Magic's
true.
Got safer than
yes,
cars.
Yes! True! Okay. True, actually, okay. Good point. But, like, you'd still have, like, a test for it. You gotta go have lessons.
Yeah, you wouldn't be allowed to apparate without a license.
You've got
to
apparate round a corner. You've got to apparate backwards into a bay.
A space.
You have to apparate emergency stop.
Yeah.
You've got to apparate quickly to a halt. Yeah.
Don't apparate into a child.
No, yeah, can't you?
Mirror, signal, apparate. Come on, guys, this is basic
look
stuff.
Look behind you, look in front of you, teleport, end up inside someone who was walking through your spot.
Mm.
It's just Ipsca all over again. Information, position, speed, gear, apparate. That joke would have landed much better if you guys were advanced drivers.
Yeah, I'm not, but I still got it though. Good work.
I still got it.
I get humour. I've heard humour before, you know.
oh, I think I've had this flavour before. This one's comedy. Mm.
I've done comedy before, and I've suckled on its sweet, sweet teat.
We are all gathered around to suck the teat of comedy. Listeners, are you with us? You can be the bra that holds up the teat that allows us to suckle. This is the worst sentence I've ever said.
What about transmuting magic? And for any listener who's not really like played Dungeons or Dragons or isn't a huge dweeb, that's just turning one thing into another thing, right? So, like, what would be the implications of me just being able to, Alex, turn your car into a frog?
I think, that was going to be my next point, is there is a great amount. How do I sentence, guys?
Go on, words.
Stop the podcast. How do I say words?
Whilst Alex is figuring out his sentence, do you remember last week when we got our quarterly reviews and Alex just sort of assumed the role of like leading the show, even though, you know, I'm the actual host, but
and
you
I'm
know,
also
sometimes
the actual
you're
host. Yeah, yeah.
Do we think that it's time to just like kick him off the show? Because I mean, like the one sort of basic
guys,
part
what are you
of having
doing in the meeting room?
Alex, just wait. No, don't interrupt, please.
Guys, is this a director's meeting? Did I forget to RSVP?
No, it's fine. No.
Tom, I don't know why we're being conspiratorial. Last week I was described as the janitor outside the...
Why is Ashley miming mopping?
Why is he doing the Macarena? This is terrible.
Should we? I mean, one of the basic parts of having a podcast is being able to say words. You know, it's an audio medium. So are we just going to get rid of them? Or
so what I was going to say was, there's lots of pranks you could do with magic. You could do magical pranks to people. That's what I was going to say. But I wanted to say it eloquently, how I sometimes do. But I couldn't wrap my head around the big words I wanted to say. So now
sometimes being the operative word in that fucking sentence right there.
So now what I'll do is I'll talk in this disjointed way.
Okay, sounds great.
The one where I think about the word that's coming out next. As I'm saying the word I'm saying currently.
That's how I speak. That's like 99% of the time.
Almost like I drank a considerable amount of petrol last week and it's having long-term effects on me.
Long-term effects? Because it's bad for your lungs? I don't know. But I wonder whether or not the comedy around sort of, you know, pulling magic pranks would get quite old because of the fact that, like, you know...
Has magic always existed or is it just appearing in the world now? Before we go any further, let's set some fucking constraints.
So essentially, you get an alert on your phone, and it's Steve Jobs, and he's letting you know there's a new update, and that update gives you magical spells. So everybody just overnight figures it out.
I'm going to be turning everything in my house into frogs, just because if you could do it, you'd want to know what your limits are. So you'd test it on, you'd start with small things like, oh, here's a screwdriver, boom, it's now a frog. Oh, there's my neighbour's dog. Boom. Slightly larger frog. Oh, there's
my friend. Ashley Hall really is out here on the cutting edge, testing the limits of sheer arcane power by turning everything into frogs.
He just owns a froggery now.
Ashley's neighbours go straight to froggy style.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
I'm always going straight to froggy style, baby.
Straight to froggy. That was a wonderful callback, Ali Bear. Good work.
Thank you.
But,
thank you.
Okay, so immediately then, it's just purge, isn't it, for the first 3 months?
What, just go around Avada Kedavra in everybody?
We're just doing many crime stealing, you know, it artificially inflating currencies.
It'd take a while for people to wrap their heads around magic. If it was just like an iOS update and that's it, suddenly, right, by the way, everybody, you can do magic now, but that's it. Like, there's no instructions.
Right, okay, so we're all going to have to, like, sort of create that arcane knowledge, like, from scratch. So we're all going to have to write our ancient tomes and stuff.
Hi, guys, it's Jeremy. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Figured it out. This is how you transmute stuff.
Hey guys. This is my Minecraft Infinite Diamond tutorial in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine the YouTuber's like, hi guys, this is my channel on how to turn things into frogs. This was my sister's channel before an unfortunate toad incident. So I'm taking over the channel. And then the next episode is just his mother saying, you can't turn mirrors into frogs or toads, guys, just to clarify.
Somebody note that one down.
I lost both my kids that way.
I would transmute this podcast into a good one.
I'd turn it into a frog podcast, a frog cast.
A frog cast. A comedy talk show where three friends be frogs.
A frog show where three frogs treat frogs.
You, three. Alex, you've now got a fourth one.
I did my best.
With three frogs, tree frogs. Yeah, hate that. Thanks.
Okay, cool. You've now got like five intros. You've got five intros to cut together, which is going to be exciting. Yeah. I'm excited.
The
to
worst
hear
thing
it.
Is how I delivered that one better than I delivered the original one, like the first one we did today. Listeners, if you're still here after my intro, that one was for you to make it up to.
This episode is just going to be a mess of things over and over again.
Master cuts. Yeah.
Is now a good time to throw in the Ashley Listen compilation?
Oh, please.
Yes, do it.
Can we have that at the end of the episode? Wait, I'm gonna do one final, like, listen. And then there it is.
Oh, no. Sorry, in the interest of listener retention, listen. Keep listening right to the end of this episode and you'll get to hear us saying listen like 25 times.
Yeah.
Listen, listen, listen.
Is it to music or is it just me saying listen?
Oh, well, Alex.
Vocode it to something.
Alex. Hard stop and I'm going to make a clap and you're going to want to delete what I've just said and then everything after it you can, like, cut in.
Uh-huh.
And also, guys, just a quick side note whilst Alex is in the editing booth. Stick around to the end to listen to a big compilation of Ashley saying the word listen a lot. Thank you and enjoy the show. Anyway,
I'm
sorry about that.
I'm not wasting my time editing that. I'm just gonna have to.
Oh, no.
This one's in your half. This is in your half of the editing side.
Yeah, okay,
of things,
I'll try it. Okay, I'll try it. Listeners, I just said a thing to cut into earlier in the episode, and that's the magic of audio technology.
And that's how we'd bring... Tommy, the magic was in you all along.
Oh my god, I had the power to audacity.
Listeners, if you thought we just freeboard this and then released it to you and we're funny with no, like, nobody freeboards this. We edit out 4 to 5 hours of content, mostly Tom singing things in German. It's pretty horrifying, actually.
I think the bad bit about it is how when we finish this one, we then record exactly the same episode again, but we record it in Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst. No bueno. No. No, wait. Oh, it's not now. It's for later. So now in the next cut, I'm going to have to say not good. Oh, fuck. Oh, side note. Make sure that I say that bit in English in the Spanish cut. Okay, I'm really not looking forward to the Lithuanian one.
Oh, hang on, Tom. I'll write that on the whiteboard in the podcast recording studio as a note to you.
Is someone fingering their nan right now? That was the worst noise.
What? Ashley, no!
There's high pitch breathing in and out for a second. But all right,
yeah, I was making a squeaky noise with my voice. I was doing a bit of Foley work, you know.
Foley. He wasn't doing Foley. He was doing old fogies.
Oh no!
What do we think just about that one?
Just getting straight to fucking old fogey style.
Ugh. That was regrettable.
I'm done doing this podcast for the day. I've still got time on mid segment, but I'm over it.
I'm calling this one.
I'm calling time of death is now. Yeah. Okay.
I think it was actually the whole podcast, really. We'd hit time of death before we started recording on account of Ashley's poor introductory skills.
Oh, you're a horrible person. I worked so hard on that. Years of practice.
And it was still bad. Anyway, try again, and sometimes you still won't fucking succeed. This has been a podcast. It's called The 33% Majority, and... We're really grateful that if you've stuck around to this point, we hope you enjoy the cut of Ashley saying listen many, many times.
If you stuck around for this point, you're a fucking sucker. We got your money now.
You're an idiot, yeah.
Listen, I just fucking did it myself.
Stay tuned to the end for the Tommy Listen compilation, everybody.
Leave us some stuff on the Instagram. If you've got any segment suggestions, any Urban What the Frictionaries, any fucking Am I the Assholes or Ask Reddit suggestions, we really appreciate your listenership. We're sorry as well, deeply, for the audio nightmare that is this show.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's pretty much fair. I can't disagree.
Just general sentiment for the show, really. I've been your host, Tom Hutchinson.
I've been your host, Alex Springthorpe.
And I've also been your host, Ashley Hall. Thanks for listening.
See you next week.
Are we not doing the bye-bye?
Well, I can't say bye straight away after saying it. If somebody else does it, and then I go next, and then Tommy goes 45 seconds later. That's how we do it.
Okay, Ash, close off and say you're the host again. Close off and say you're the host again, Ash.
Thanks for listening. I've been your host, Ashley Hall.
No, you did it with an upwards inflection there, as if you were beginning.
Oh, well, I'm not meant to be beginning. Well,
you're closing
I can't...
out. Remember, you've got to fade out now.
Yeah.
I've been your host, Ashley Hall. I can't do it. I upflection.
You sound Australian.
Ashley Hall, I'm here to be your fucking host, Khan.
Fucking uru kangaroo, buddy.
Fuck this. See you next week, everybody. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye, listeners.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Listen.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.